Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton, Carrington back on Monday. Text line, Jay Southland Tow Service, text line 913-586-7965, 913-586-7965. The phone, I don't know why the phones are busy. It's a little bit of difference. I actually knocked the phone over, so that might have been why the phone was busy. Not sure why anybody's calling. We didn't call for any calls, did we, Rob? To know the phones are busy.
Not on this show.
Yeah. Well, we just got a text that the phones are busy. It didn't mean, anyway, just accidentally knocked it off the hook. So, whatever. Worst to first in the NFL. People were talking about the Chiefs' schedule, and I never really thought about it. I mean, obviously, when the schedule comes out, you start looking at it, but I'm not one of those guys, believe it or not, as much as I like the schedule and the schedule release and when it comes out, I much rather care who you're playing, when you're playing, how much rest you have in between. And what does the finality of your schedule look like? What's it look like in December? Do you have a bunch of home games? Are you traveling to just a bunch of cold games when you come down to it? Like, for example, this December for the Chiefs at L.A., perfect weather. In December, you're in Los Angeles facing the Rams and SoFi. Then you're at Cincinnati December 13th. Who knows what that can be? That's a coin flip on if that's going to be bad weather or not. That's the one game that could be. You get the Patriots at home. Who knows what the weather is going to be on December 21st in Kansas City, the 27th. They're at versus San Francisco in Kansas City. So in the month of December, two home games against the Patriots, then San Francisco before road games in December in L.A. and Cincinnati. And they do finish the season at the Chargers and versus the Raiders. But it starts off with Denver at home, which, you know, is debated. Should they play Denver in Kansas City or in Denver? Where would you rather see the game played? And I know the Rockies will play the same night in Denver, and Denver fans got in the fetal position and started crying that they won the division and they should have the game in Denver. First of all, there's no right at all to have the game at home if you won the division. There's no rule that says if you won your division, you should have the home game. As a matter of fact,
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
The Chiefs have won, what did they win the division? 9 straight years? I think it was 9 straight years they won the division, the AFC West. I mean, it was an insane run. And they opened the season on the road several times throughout that stretch. Hell, they played in the Super Bowl, and they started the season in Brazil. So didn't get any further in the home game for that. Did they do the Chiefs any favors? So if they Denver even pay attention to what was going on, because the Chiefs opened in Brazil, and it was a Friday night. Then they're home playing Philadelphia Eagles in Kansas City. It's going to be a tough game. So you go play a tough game in Brazil, have the, 18 hours of flight time, come back, play the Philadelphia Eagles the following week. They did them no favors in 2025. Matter of fact, they've been a guinea pig for all the NFL streaming partners for the last couple of years. It's not hyperbole. It's fact. They have been. They've been the first ever game on many of these streaming platforms as it is because they want the Chiefs, because four of the top five games are Kansas City Chiefs games last year. The Kansas City was the number one market in soccer every time Team USA played. Kansas City people like to, A, watch TV and vote to get All-Stars in. That's something that they like to do. But I was being kind of teased a little bit by Buffalo Bills reporter went on a show yesterday, Gene, and he's like, man, the Chiefs, they could start off the season 5-0. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, Denver at home, then you got the Colts at home, then you're at Miami and at the Raiders. Obviously, Kansas City owns Arrowhead West in Las Vegas. We all know the facts there. I do think they'll be an improved team, but by that time, I don't think everything will be set by the Raiders early on. I think they become a better team throughout the season. Miami, they're going to be horrible this year. At least I think they're going to be horrible. And so, yeah, that's pretty favorable. I don't like the bye week, though. I don't like the bye week being in week 5. Because you got Denver, Indy, Miami, Vegas, boom, you have a bye week. Like, that part sucks. I don't know if you saw the bye week where it was, Robin, think, man, that is way too early to have a bye week. I know teams would rather have it in week 8, week 9, have the bye week around somewhere like that. But the Chiefs should be really refreshed by the time they play the Chargers in a crucial AFC West matchup at Arrowhead Stadium, because that's the team coming off the bye. And you know Andy Reid and his record after a bye. It's simply ridiculous how good he is when he's got the extra time. And Denver's about to find out, because as soon as the schedule came out, Denver became one big-ass bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs. May, June, July, August, all the way till September 14th has been one big bye for Andy Reid to learn how to beat, study the Denver Broncos, what they're doing well, and beat them. So that's, it turns out to be a very favorable game, having that game at Arrowhead Stadium. But it's not their right because they won the division last year. Who cares about that? The NFL doesn't care about that at all. But the schedules, do we really care that much about schedules? Because I told Gene, I don't really care. It doesn't matter. Because I guarantee you there were a lot of teams last year that looked to have the Kansas City Chiefs on the schedule, and the Chiefs weren't playing that well. They were a 6-win football team. Many teams were fine with the Kansas City Chiefs. They maybe got worried a little bit when they saw the schedule, but then when they actually played the Chiefs, like, oh, this team isn't as tough as what we thought. But since the NFL realigned to 8-14 divisions in 2002, 25 teams have gone from worst to first in their division in a single season. No teams back in 2024. 23 Texans, a recent example of that, improving from 3-13-1 in 22 to 10-7 and winning the AFC South. At least one team has won its division the season after missing the playoffs in its entirety. 53 of the 55 seasons, now 54 of 56 since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970. Think of that. At least one team has won its division the season after missing the playoffs in its entirety, 53 of the last 55 seasons. That bodes well for the Kansas City Chiefs. They missed the playoffs entirely. Could they be one of these? Because pretty much some team does it every single year. But I look at the schedule. Yeah, it's very favorable for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they would have to be heavily favored. They will be favored all these games. They will be favored in their first five. I don't think they're going to be underdogs until they hit Seattle on October 25th. Denver at home, Indy at home, at Miami, at Vegas, Chargers at home, at Seattle. That'll be the first time they're an underdog, right?
I can see Denver being an underdog against Denver.
At home?
First game of the season, Mahomes' health's in question.
Yeah, with the health,
Who knows? Maybe the 3 points of Arrowhead. Maybe it's like a -1 or a pick'em, but I'm not saying it will happen.
I can see it being 3 points or less.
I think it's going to be a minuscule line if they are an underdog. But I can see questions about Mahomes' health changing the line for week one and maybe potentially making Denver the favorite. But that's the only one where I think it's in doubt.
Do you feel this team is a, I would say, a 13-plus win team?
No. I do not think they're a 13-plus win team.
You think they're a 12-win team?
I think they're 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I think if they get some great luck and some great breaks, 12. If things break wrong, 10. But it's hard for me to say.
Andy Reid usually averages right around 12 in Kansas City.
It's hard for me to say a team that went 6-11 last year is going to turn around and win 7 more games than they did last season. That's in the division they're in. So I have them as like a 10, 11, 12 win team. I think 13 is probably a bridge too far.
Interesting. I mean, there's some games there. I mean, there's some nice stretches there, you know, at Atlanta versus the Cards, then at Buffalo. That'll be interesting. Then at the Rams and at Cincinnati. I mean, that is a hell of a 3-week stretch at the end of November, starting on Thanksgiving
then
night.
It gets very, very, that's when it starts to crank up though. And now around the time you see the Rams, and that's, they get a break going into that Rams game, but then after that, it starts to really, at least on paper, toughen up again.
No, I don't know. They have the Jets. So after they go to Seattle and Denver, they've got the Jets, Atlanta, and Arizona, right? That's the kind of the cutoff line. Because then it's at Buffalo, at the Rams, at Cincinnati, and back-to-back weeks. 3 straight weeks going to Buffalo, the Rams, and Cincinnati before they return home to play the Patriots. And then you look the last 4 weeks of the season, the Chiefs just have one road game at the Chargers. That's it. And that's not a bad place to go there in January. He's going out to L.A. at SoFi Stadium.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.